Step 9. Pliny the Elder and Pliny the Younger. From Piazza Cavour we walk to the cathedral, the Duomo, and here we pause to admire the facade, full of sculptures representing many sacred figures. Yet, if you look closely, there are two intruders, and big ones at that too. In fact, two pagan figures from Como tower over the sides of the main door, Pliny the Elder and Pliny the Younger, or in short, the Plinys. It is the only place in Italy where you can find the figures of two pagans on the facade of the city's main church. In spite of this oddity, the people of Como have always cherished these two statues, made by Tommaso and Giacomo Rodari, and dating back to 1480, as witnessed by an episode occurred during the Counter-Reformation. The Bishop of Vercelli, Giovanni Francesco Bonomi, who had arrived in Como on an apostolic visitation, proposed to remove the two statues, but he was forced to desist due to the firm opposition of the population. Pliny the Elder is the author of what is commonly considered the first encyclopedia, the Natural History, and Pliny the Younger, his nephew, left us one of the most famous letters of the classical age. Let's know them better. Gaius Plinius Secundus, known as Pliny the Elder to tell him apart from his nephew, was born in Como in 23 AD and was a writer, naturalist, natural philosopher, military commander and provincial governor. Pliny was an incredibly curious man and wrote many works, but unfortunately all his vast production is lost to us, except for a few fragments. The only work of his that has survived is his masterpiece, The Natural History, a vast encyclopedic work made of 37 volumes that deals with geography, anthropology, zoology, botany, medicine, mineralogy, metallurgy, and art history. The encyclopedia is the result of an enormous amount of preparatory work, conducted on more than 2,000 volumes by more than 500 authors. This work, read and studied in the following centuries, especially in the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, is now fundamental documentary evidence of the scientific knowledge of classical antiquity. Pliny's fame is also linked to his death, which was witnessed by his nephew and adopted son Pliny the Younger. In 79 AD, on the 25th of August or 25th of October, depending on document interpretation, Pliny the Elder, commander of the Roman fleet, was stationed at Misenum when one of the greatest catastrophes in history occurred. The eruption of Mount Vesuvius. He rushed to the rescue of his friend Rectina and other inhabitants of Stabiae, but he was then unable to leave the port of the city and died of the fumes of the volcano on that very day. Gaius Plinius Caecilius Secundus, born in Novum Comum, modern-day Como, in 61 or 62 AD, was a lawyer, writer and magistrate. Known as Pliny the Younger to tell him apart from his maternal uncle, who had adopted him after the death of his father, given him his own name and taken care of his education. Pliny the Younger is the author of several works. Of his production we have the Panegyric of Trajan and the Epistulae, the Letters. The first work is a thanking speech made of 95 paragraphs, written after his election as consul, which celebrates Optimus Princeps Trajan, tracing a portrait of him as the ideal man and perfect ruler. The second work, on the other hand, is a collection of 371 letters in 10 books, 9 of which consist of 247 letters sent to various friends, while the 10th contains the imperial correspondence with Trajan, mainly held during the government of Bithynia Pontus. The work is of great value, as it is one of the few surviving documents concerning the relationship between the central government and provincial governors. In particular, Letter 96 is the only surviving official document that describes the behaviour of Roman authorities towards Christians. Pliny the Younger died in Bithynia, or in Rome, around 114 AD. To Pliny the Younger's letters, which can be found in the libraries of all the major authors of the Grand Tour era, we owe a substantial part of the fame of Lake Como. In particular, in a letter to his friend Romanus, he describes two of the villas he owned by the lake, identified by historians as modern-day Villa Balbianello in Leno and Villa Cerbelloni in Bellagio, starting the myth of holidaying on these shores. These are Pliny's words. "You tell me that you are building. That is well, and gives me the support I wanted, for I shall be able to justify my building now that we are both in the same boat. Moreover, there is this further similarity, But while you are building by the seaside, I am building by the Larian Lake. I have several villas on its shores, but there are two in particular which are special favourites of mine, and at the same time exercise my mind a good deal. One is situated on a rocky spur and overlooks the lake, like the villas at Baie, and the other is on the margin of the lake, equally after the Baie fashion. I like to call the one tragedy and the other comedy, because the former is supported, as it were, by the buskin and the latter by the sock. The one has a closer, the other a more extensive view of the lake. The one commands a single gently curving bay, the other, perched on its lofty ridge, lies between two bays. The one does not feel the contact of the waves, the other breaks their progress. From the one you can look upon the people fishing, from the other you can fish yourself and may throw your line from your bedroom, and almost from your bed, as though you were in a small boat.